The Fabric of India is a remarkable new exhibition organized by the Victoria and Albert Museum in London and debuts at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Textiles spanning six centuries will dazzle you with their designs and astonish you with their intricate weaves and designs. Cynthia Amneas is the Art Museum's chief curator and curator of fashion design and textiles. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
This is really an incredible exhibition. So how is it that the Cincinnati Art Museum gets the opening the opening venue?
Right. So exhibitions come to us in a number of ways. This exhibition was shown at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London in 2015 into early 2016. And I think then they decided to travel it after it had closed there. So often what happens is packets come across my desk from different museums, and this one came across. And I just thought it was an amazing exhibition. Of course, the V&A has the most important and the deepest collection of Indian textiles. So I just thought it would be a great show for us to do.
What do you think is the attraction for Indian textiles? I think many of us know about saris and some of the traditional clothing that is worn, but not so much about the textiles themselves.
And I think that, you know, when visitors come to see this exhibition, they'll see how amazing these textiles are and understand the history of Indian textiles. So Indians were creating amazing textiles 6,000 years ago. We don't have a sense of that, I don't think. But I think what's exciting to me about this exhibition, too, is that it looks at pieces as early as the 15th century right up to the present day. So it's looking at fashion designers in India and textile makers who are working today. So it's not just a historical show.
Well, you begin with the elements, with the raw materials, with what it takes to create cotton and silk, and that there are two different kinds of silk, and then it progresses to the dyes and then to the actual technology. And all of them are very complex operations.
They are. And as a textile maker, weaver myself by trade or in the past, that was one of the things that really attracted me to the exhibition, because people don't understand how textiles are made and what the raw materials are. But it also speaks to the length of time that the Indians have been making textiles, were aware of this technology, the fineness of the work. So it gives people an idea of how the textiles that they're looking at in the rest of the exhibition were made and how unique they are.
And there are also videos that accompany the exhibition so that you can actually see silk being spun and cotton being harvested and the dyes being made.
Exactly. Those videos are great additions to the label copy that visitors can read. They're very succinct. I think maybe the longest one is 3 minutes long. Most of them are 2 minutes or less. And they're very succinct, and they really show the processes. So I think they're a great addition to the exhibition. And they're new. So the V&A had a videographer go to India and film them. So they're not historical videos.
The designs and the technology, they're just extraordinary. And you can see why Indian fabrics were so sought after. The colors and the designs and just the way in which these patterns are woven in are breathtaking.
Exactly. And what's really also exciting to me about the exhibition, and kind of a favorite topic of mine, is the cultural aesthetic trade that was happening in many cultures, but India was trading textiles to far-flung regions of the world very, very early on. And what happened was they had their techniques and they had their own motifs, but then the Indonesians, for instance, or the Africans or the Arabians or the Europeans would say, well, we like that, but we want it done like this, or we want the motifs to look like this. And so you see this great aesthetic cultural exchange that to me is really exciting. So you see in some of the objects all kinds of influences on what the Indians were doing, and they were masters at tailoring what they were making to the culture that they were selling to.
One artifact that I found very affecting is the talismanic shirt, which is made of cotton, and it's covered with inscriptions from the Quran. It was used by a soldier, and what's so affecting is that the sweat stains are still visible underneath the armpits. And this shirt is something like 600 years old.
Right. That is an amazing piece. It's cotton. The surface was worked and beaten so that it was smooth enough to write on in very small script. My understanding is that all of the verses of the Quran are inscribed on that jacket. And it was meant to be a protective garment for battle, for illness. Those kind of talismanic shirts are seen in many other Islamic countries. But as you say, this piece was definitely worn. You can see the perspiration stains.
And then there's another wonderful example. It's a magnificent room hanging. It covers three walls. It's bright red. And as I was reading the label copy, I got to the bottom and it said, this was found dumped on the streets in New York in the 1940s.
What a fascinating story. I mean, obviously someone was just cleaning out and someone happened by who saw it, knew what it was, saved it, and then gave it to the Victoria and Albert Museum. It's an amazing example of stitchery, of applique, cotton on a cotton ground, with wonderful figures and animals in bright colors, would have probably stood as its own as kind of a tent-like structure from the 1920s to 1940s for some kind of celebration, perhaps for a wedding.
And the exhibition also deals with political aspects of textiles. There's a section that's devoted to Gandhi and the kind of cotton that he was advocating that the people of India wear in the struggle for independence. And what was fascinating, too, is that there are two different styles of the weave that he was advocating for.
So what we see is the Industrial Revolution that really focused early on in the late 18th century into the 19th century in Britain was focused on textile innovation. That's kind of what it started with. And the English kind of had a ready population in India to accept their mill-made yarns and cloths, which put a lot of Indian makers at a great disadvantage, and there was great famine, and many Indian makers had no work to do. And so out of that rose this nationalism, and Gandhi became kind of its leader in the early 20th century. He promoted the idea of hand-spun and hand-woven cotton called khadi cloth, and that's what we see him wearing in all the photographs. His dhoti and his cap are all made of khadi cloth, and we do see some contemporary designers continuing or contemporary manufacturers still making khadi cloth.
And speaking of contemporary designers, the exhibition ends with several contemporary Indian designers and their take on more traditional clothing. And there are several variations on the theme of a sari.
Right. So we see Indian designers today both using Western silhouettes and using traditional techniques, or going back to the traditional sari shape, but innovating not only the look and the style of the sari, but also how the fabric is made. So, for instance, one dress in the exhibition in that section is a made-up dress. It has a zipper down the left-hand side, but it's cut and draped in such a way that it looks like a sari. So it has the traditional left shoulder drape. It's really exciting to see Indian designers and what they're doing today and how they're supporting traditional artisans and using traditional techniques.
Is there one particular piece that you find particularly compelling that speaks out to you?
Well, I have to say there are many great pieces in the exhibition, but one of my favorites is called the Map Shawl. It dates to the 1870s. It was made as a presentation piece. It is completely hand embroidered. It is unbelievably amazing. It's an aerial view of a city called Srinagar, and it is so fine. The stitches are unbelievably fine, and the detail shows the fort and the lake and the river and all the houses with the gardens, etc. Many of the inscriptions that are embroidered right into the shawl name those places. The detail is unbelievable.
And I know there are a host of programs that accompany this exhibition. Can you briefly summarize them?
Sure. So we have some gallery experiences. I will be doing a tour. R.T. Sandhu, who's a University of Cincinnati professor, will be doing a tour, and she wrote a book recently on contemporary Indian fashion. We also have on November 16th, a symposium. So I've organized with our South Asian curator, Ainsley Cameron, a symposium that brings in some of the most important scholars on Indian textiles from around the world, and we'll have a day-long symposium that looks at the design, the politics, the future of Indian textiles.
Well, it is, I've said this before, and I know I'm repeating myself, but it really is an amazing exhibition, and thank you so much for being with us to talk about it. Cynthia Amnaeus is chief curator and curator of Fashion Design and Textiles at the Cincinnati Art Museum. The Fabric of India continues at the Art Museum through January 6th. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.